Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. Last time we explored why HRV is your North Star for health and how consistency helps keep it steady. In this episode, we'll take a closer look at what HRV really represents. We'll break down how it reflects your autonomic nervous system, why it's linked with inflammation and stress, and how it can even serve as a marker of fitness. Now that we've set the stage, let's start with the foundation. HRV is a measure of your autonomic nervous system, or ANS. The ANS is like the hidden operating system of your body. It runs in the background, keeping your heart beating, lungs breathing, and digestion flowing, all without you having to think about it. It has two main branches: the sympathetic nervous system, your accelerator. This is the fight or flight mode. And the parasympathetic nervous system, your brakes. This is rest and digest. And this is more than just about biology. It's about performance. For example, during the day, you may have long meetings, tight deadlines, or financial stress that pushes your sympathetic system into overdrive. And this is like keeping your foot on the gas all day without balance. Burnout soon follows. HRV gives you a measurable way to see how well your nervous system is balancing the accelerator and the brakes. A higher HRV means your body is adapting smoothly. You can shift from stress to recovery with ease. A lower HRV shows your system is strained, less adaptable, and less resilient. And resiliency is what we're looking for. By monitoring your HRV, this helps you recognize when to push forward and when to step back. At the same time, it protects both your health and your longevity. We've seen how HRV reflects your nervous system balance, but that's only part of the story. Another powerful insight offers its link to inflammation. Inflammation is your body's defense mechanism. It's useful in short bursts, like when you fight off a cold or heal from an injury. But when it becomes chronic, it quietly drains your energy, clouds your thinking, and increases your risk for long-term conditions like heart disease and diabetes. And this is critical because hidden inflammation doesn't just impact health. It impacts decision-making, creativity, and stamina. Here's where HRV comes in. Research shows that when inflammation is high, HRV tends to be low. That means your body is in a less adaptable state, is struggling to shift gears between stress and recovery. Think of it as background noise that slows the operating system. Even if you feel fine, low HRV can flag that your body is under stress. And this matters because high performance depends on clarity and consistent energy. Monitoring HRV helps you catch early signs of inflammation so you can adjust, whether that's through nutrition, sleep, or stress management, before it affects your health or your bottom line. We've talked about inflammation, how it quietly taxes your system and lowers HRV. But there's another force that we feel every day, often more directly, and that's called stress. Stress isn't always negative. In fact, short bursts of stress can sharpen focus, fuel performance, and help us meet deadlines. The problem comes when stress becomes constant. When we're struggling with day-to-day life, this could be with employees, clients, finances, and personal growth, that constant pressure keeps the sympathetic nervous system, the body's fight or flight mode, switched on. HRV becomes a powerful feedback tool for us. When stress levels rise, HRV drops. That's because your body is stuck in high gear with little chance to activate the rest and digest system. This is the parasympathetic portion of our autonomic nervous system. A low HRV reading is like your dashboard flashing a warning light on your vehicle. You're burning energy faster than you can recover. In the long run, it's not just about health, it's about sustainability. Chronic stress erodes creativity, decision-making, and emotional resilience. By tracking HRV, we're able to gain an early signal when stress is starting to overwhelm our system. And this insight allows us to make practical changes, whether it's delegating tasks, adding recovery breaks, or adjusting our schedule. This way, we can lead with clarity, protect our well-being, and keep our businesses and our lives thriving. We've seen how HRV reflects both inflammation and stress. The final piece ties directly into our physical foundation, and this is fitness. Fitness isn't just about running marathons or lifting weights. It's about how efficiently our body can handle daily demands and recover from them. And this matters because the body and the mind are inseparable. A fit body fuels sharper thinking, steadier energy, and better stress resilience. HRV is one of the clearest markers of that fitness. A higher HRV usually signals a well-conditioned cardiovascular system and strong recovery capacity. In simple terms, our engine runs smoothly and we're able to adapt quickly when challenges hit. On the flip side, consistently low HRV can indicate overtraining, fatigue, or lack of physical resilience. It's like we're trying to scale our business with a drained battery. We won't get far before a breakdown occurs. What makes HRV so valuable is that it gives us feedback in real time. Instead of guessing whether we're pushing too hard or not enough, HRV helps to find the balance. And this balance means protecting our long-term stamina, staying mentally sharp, and having the physical reserve to meet the demands of both our businesses and our lives. We've looked at HRV from four important angles. Before we wrap up, let's highlight the key takeaways. HRV reflects our nervous system balance. It shows how well our body shifts between stress and recovery. Low HRV can signal inflammation, even before we feel obvious symptoms. And stress shows up in HRV. Drops in variability reveal when pressure is wearing us down. Fitness is tied to HRV. Higher variability means stronger recovery and long-term resilience. Think of HRV as our body's performance dashboard. It gives us real-time insight into health, recovery, and adaptability. And this means protecting not just our health, but also our capacity to lead and grow with clarity. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember, HRV is more than just a number. It's a window into our body's adaptability, resilience, and overall health. In our next episode, we'll explore the potential benefits of having a higher HRV and what that can mean for our energy, focus, and long-term well-being. Thanks so much for listening. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Here's to making choices that support both our health and our success.